We had the Gemara this morning in Erevin Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara says a fascinating Maisa. The Maisa was Rav Gamliel Shoy Mahalech Baderech. Rav Gamliel was once traveling. Shoy Roichav Al Chamor. Voy Mahalech Me'akul Ekziv. Voy Rabbi Loi Mahalech Achu. Rabbi Loi was traveling with him. Motzo Gluskin Baderech. He found a loaf of bread on the road. Omar Loi. So Rav Gamliel told Rabbi Loi, he was traveling with him, Eloi told Gluskin in Aderech, because Eim Avirin Al Oichlin, pick up the loaf of bread. Now, he did not want to partake in it himself, because it was Roiv Akum. The Gemara says, you go bus a Roiv Akum, the Chiddush of Roiv, and Pas Akum is Gozu Al Pitom Yenom Vishamnom. So you're not allowed to partake in the bread. He picked it up because Eim Avirin Al Oichlin, we couldn't eat it. So what did he do with it? Motzo Nochi Echod, he found a Gentile, he found a Goy. He told him, Mevgoi, Mevgoi was the name of the Goy, Tol Gluskin Alolome Eloi, take it. And the Gemara said he had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew his name. That was the Chiddush Tosfos says, even though it's a common name, but still Ruach HaKodesh. And Rabbi Loi asked him, you know him? He said, I don't know him. So he said, Shmami no, that he had Ruach HaKodesh. And then the Gemara says that Eim Avirin Al Oichlin is one raya. Another thing, we go Basarov Akum, and that's why he didn't want to eat it himself. And Chemtza Shanochi Achapesach Mutaba No, there was no Issa, that it was a shell goyim, so mainly he's allowed to give it to a goy, even though he's getting tevis hano. That's a gemara. Fractasis abom bekasha. How could Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Loi give this loaf of bread to the nochi? There's a gemara in Avodah Zarah that says loy sechonim. There's an is of loy sechonim. The gemara actually dashes three different things in loy sechonim. The gemara says davchov loy sitlem chanoya bekaka. That's a big sugya. You're allowed to give sell to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. It's a machlokes rishonim. If it's the pasuk is really referring to Zayin Amomin, is it to give them karka? But the Shulchan Aruch in Yodea and Kufnun Aleph we paskin like Sitas Tosis and Machlokes Rishonim, if it applies to all goyim, not just Ovid Avodah Zarah, not Zayin Amomin, not Ovid Avodah Zarah, any goy, there's is of Lo Yisachonim. Now there's three dinim in Lo Yisachonim. So the karka is debatable. Akoponim if it's Eitz Yisrael, Dafke if it's Zayin Amomin. But the other things the Gemara dashes. The Gemara says Lo Yisitin Lo Chein. You're not allowed to just give him a compliment. The Gemara says, Loisitin le matnas chinom. You're not allowed to give him a gift for no reason. A gift, a matnas chinom. That's the iskash over here. And that applies. Oh, dakish shalom usi. That's the deceptive. Somebody today brings that svara. But the etzim, if there's no purpose at all, no dakish shalom, you get nothing from it, there's no benefit from it, he's not your neighbor, not your acquaintance. Stam to give him a compliment, stam to give him a maton is also matnas chinom. So, Fekta is Akasha, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Gamliel, did not know this guy. That was the Ruach HaKodesh. Not Makiroi. Makiroi is Takamuta. If you know him, it's Kamoichaloi. If you know him, then it's like you're getting something out of it. I know this person, so it's like I get something out of it. It's like Moichaloi. You're allowed to sell him. That's not Loisachonim. That's not Manaschinim. But over here, Taisa says, our Sugi Gufa is Ruach HaKodesh. He did not know him, so how is he able to give him a Matona? And that Taisa answers that. Since he came and accompanied along the way with him, the Gemara says that he didn't want to paskin because he drank and he can't be yoyra, you can't be matan adorim. So he accompanied him with him on the road. So it blibes like makiroi. And since it's makiroi mislavi imoi, so then it's like moicholoi. That's Tosis Teretz. The Meir Simcha in Or Sameach, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet. The Meir Simcha says the following teretz, in Mechudish the Keteretz, the answer to his kasha. Why is there no loisachonim? Zok the Meir Simcha. The is of loisachonim is not applicable when it's not really belonging to the yid. Since over here, in Gamliel, he lifted it because of Eim Avirin Al Oichlin. But he did not want to partake in it. He did not want to be koin it. Why? Because it's pas akumi, nala bin enefam it. Even the shayla of Chometz Shalva Pesach, that's a whole sugya. Tevis Hanot, the Mara said it was muta, but because it wasn't, it's Chometz Shal Akum. But the etzim thing to eat, he couldn't eat it because it's pas Akum. So when he lifted it, he picked it up, it wasn't not to be koina. Zokta Mei Simcha, there's no Issalay Sechonim and something is not yours. I, the Mekabel, received. It's a major chiddush. Lay Sechonim Pashas means you're not allowed to give him a gift. What does the recipient care if you own it or you don't own it? He received a gift. Why is it not an Issalay Sechonim? Zokta Mei Simcha, the Is of Loisachonim is only when it's owned by the Yid, and then he gives it to the guy. But since over here in the Sugis Mavur that he lifted it not to be koina, because he couldn't eat it, so there's no Is of Loisachonim. What's the Pshat? What's the Havon in this Mei Simcha? So it could be the pshat is, what's the whole yesod in loisachonim? The matnas chinam. The yesod is eskarvis. Shema yilmad mimaisov. We don't want you to get too tight, buddy with the guy. And that's why moichaloi is mutter. That's a sale. That's why makiroi is different. You have something out of it. You get a benefit out of it. But stam to become buddy, loisachonim, the is shema yilmad mimaisov. Like the Gemara over here in Erevin, the whole sugya of Tumin. Yilmad mimaisov. Yimshach achrov. The svara of Yilmud Mimaisov, of Yimshach Achrov, the guy befriending him, is only when the guy feels that he received something because it costed him something. When it owned by the Yid and the Yid gave something away, then there's a iskarvus from Yimshach Achrov. But there's no iskarvus if it was never owned by the Yid. The guy got a freebie. So it's a Metziah Ba'alma. Yes, the Yid gave it to him. But the Issa Matnas Chinom is the Issa of Shema Yimshach Achrov Yilmud Mimaisov. This karvus, his karvus you don't have. That's Psat in the Havon and the Meir Simcha. You don't have his karvus if it wasn't owned by the Yid. This karvus is only he gave up something. He gave up something from that he owns from himself to me. That shows a relationship. That brings a closeness. But if it wasn't something that was owned by him, a freebie, so then it's no chisson, his karvus. That could be the Pshat. The Gemara says that mefarnesin aniye akum in aniye Yisrael pneidak yisholim. What's the Pshat? Same Yisoid. Because, yeah, Dakas Sholem, Stam sounds like Dakas Sholem, but could be it's this one you saw it. The whole Hiskarvis you don't have by Mefarnesin. Mefarnesin, there's no Hiskarvis. The person, the recipient that gets a stuck a handout doesn't have any, there's no Shem Yimshach, Faker, it's a Bizoyan, not a Bizoyan, but I'm on the receiving end. The recipient on the receiving end of Tztoka is not Miskarev to the donor. He receives that and he hides in shame. So Mela, Mefarnes ani Akum ani Yisrael, Pnidak Yisholim could be it's totally the same Yisoid because it's not the Nochison of Shem Yimshach Bal Koponim. That could be the Havona in the Meir Simcha Nor Sameach. What he explains that since even though it's a Matona Lemais is the recipient received, Matona is only Chisoron if it was owned by the Noisen. If it wasn't owned by the Noisen, that would not be the Chisoron of Matnas Chinom.